Celtic have had many dramatic days to win the league title, including the Love Street drama of 1986 and the triumph of 10 men in 1979. However, none of these occasions are as strange as the boys' 1916 championship, a feat that was only achieved after playing two league games in a single day. This is the story of Celtic's 1916 league title. The 1915-16 league campaign took place during a period of global upheaval. The First World War deeply affected everyday life, and football was no exception. Many players joined the armed forces, and their football earnings were reduced as well. Several Celtic players served in the conflict, including Andy McAtee and Joe Dodds. There were also tragic stories involving some who wore the green and white jersey, the most well known being Peter Johnson, who lost his life during the war. Other members of the Celtic squad contributed to the war effort at home. Many footballers took on roles in wartime industries. For example, Patsy Gallagher worked in a shipyard, whilst Alec McNair and Jimmy McMenemy found employment in munitions production. Football competitions also had to adapt. The Scottish Cup was suspended, although league fixtures continued under strict guidelines. This decision was made despite pressure from influential voices who argued that all sporting activity should pause for the duration of the conflict. Supporters were affected as well. Many fans, including those who followed Celtic, enlisted to serve, something motivated by recruitment displays and military advertisements shown at their home grounds, Celtic Park amongst them. Celtic had secured the 1914 League Championship, the final title won in entirely peaceful conditions for 6 years, and they successfully defended it in 1915. Heading into the 1915-16 season, the team was optimistic about claiming a third consecutive title. Following an inconsistent opening, Celtic's form improved, allowing them to rise to the top of the table. By spring, they held a strong lead, though they still had an outstanding match against Motherwell to complete. This created a logistical challenge. Regulations limited league fixtures to Saturdays or public holidays, and the available time to complete the schedule was running short. At one point, Celtic and Motherwell officials did suggest that they could try playing an evening match during a midweek, but this received a negative response. There were concerns that thousands of people would leave work early to go to the game, hurting war efforts. The eventual solution adopted was surprising. Celtic and Motherwell would both play two league matches on the same Saturday, something that wouldn't be permitted in modern professional football. For the boys, the arrangement required home and away fixtures to be fulfilled that day, whereas the Steelmen were at home for both games. On the 15th of April 1916, the first of these games took place at Celtic Park. A large crowd gathered to support the team in a 3:15 kickoff. Celtic faced Raith Rovers in what was expected to be a comfortable contest, not least given that some of the Raith players were unavailable due to military duty. Rovers began playing into a stiff wind, although they acquitted themselves well in the early stages. However, the Celts soon took control. Patsy Gallagher delivered a standout display, scoring 3 goals and playing a central role in the attack. Joe O'Kane added a brace, and Dodds contributed another, sealing a 6-0 victory. The win was valuable not only for the 2 league points, but also because it pushed Celtic's season goal total past the Scottish League record that was set by Falkirk in 1908. The team had now scored 104 goals in 34 games, a remarkable tally, and they weren't finished yet. There was minimal time to focus on the first game. After a short break, the players had to make their way from Glasgow to Fir Park in Motherwell. Wartime transport relied on hired vehicles and trains, both of which faced restrictions. Despite this, the squad completed their journey and prepared for the second match of the day, with little opportunity for rest. The Motherwell players did get some respite following their 3-0 loss against Ayr United. Despite their victory, the Ayr men were upset. Their officials complained that the crowd for the first fixture was lower than would have usually been the case. This was because fans preferred to attend only one match and so waited for the arrival of Celtic. The second of the day's games was an evening fixture with a 6:30pm kick-off time. One poetic post-match report described events as thus: Motherwell's game with Celtic commenced amid the slanting rays of the setting sun and concluded under pale moonlight. Although the Celts had played earlier, they approached the fixture at Fir Park with real intent. Joe Cassidy, who was serving in the military, replaced Joe O'Kane in the lineup. Motherwell defended well, but Celtic steadily gained the upper hand. McMenemy struck first, Browning added another goal, and Dodd scored from the penalty spot. This 3-1 victory gave Celtic their second win of the day, and secured something even greater than this. Having gained 4 points from the two matches, Celtic ensured they could not be overtaken in the title race. Even though Rangers still had more fixtures remaining, the gap was now insurmountable. Achieving 2 league victories on the same day to win the league was unprecedented, and remains unmatched at the highest level of British football. The players who featured in both games occupy a notable place in Celtic's history. Gallagher's hat-trick strengthened his legendary status, whilst McMenemy and Dodds once again showed their value through consistent performances. The events of 15 April 1916 were part of a wider sequence of strong results. Between November 1915 and April 1917, Celtic went 62 league matches without defeat. A British record that stood for a century, and Celtic themselves surpassed it in the 2010s. The club maintained its impressive form in subsequent seasons, capturing the 1917 league title as well. Celtic also enjoyed wartime success in the Glasgow Cup, Charity Cup, and in the 1918 Army and Navy War Fund tournament. Due to their regular success, Celtic took part in several charity matches intended to raise money for war-related causes. Each year during the conflict, Scotland's league champions played a Scottish League select team at Hampden Park in a special fundraising fixture. Today, the events of that notable day in 1916 remain an important part of Celtic's heritage. As well as being another league triumph, it shows the club's ability to deal with challenges beyond those typically found on the football field. If you want to learn more about Celtic history, follow Hail Hail History on Twitter X and Blue Sky. You can also take part in free Celtic walking tours. Visit celticwalkingtours.wordpress.com for more information.